building in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, Melusim Aleph, take three, take two. Okay. There's a loch that you could take the pekakach alone and put it back into the window, but he said even though it's not hanging there, it's not attached. So that's the Shulchan Aruch adds a caveat to who Shayasha will love me by Erev Shabbos the sustenance plate. That has to be planned at least from before Shabbos. This is going to be an item which you're going to use, for the purpose of sealing up the window. Even Mr. Brill points out, even if you have not used it yet before. And this is not so there is that actually would be a pasha, that would be a muksa issue. Now, Makonashi Skino Lino is Noyal boy, like your rod which you would use to lock the door, like put like a wedge it in, you know, lock it. Ain Tzarach Shik Shirena Bedelis. That's so. Again, so here's this piece of wood, which you might have thought that it looks like you're taking a piece of wood and you're wedging in the door. We don't need the person, and the only way to indicate otherwise, if it's hanging there, obviously it's clearly its function is to close the door. So you might think that you need to tie it there. So you don't need to tie it there.
Over
here, we require a second level of action. The person has to do something. I'm not sure exactly. It looked like this kind of was, it wasn't just wedged in. It looks like it was sort of like it was like. It became part of the door. The door would hold it in place. It would hold the door in place. It would fit into the door. So therefore, that looks like you're actually attaching it. Therefore, it has to be designated from beforehand. The Rashi, how do you do that? Use it for some other purpose as a kli. That has some other function. What function could a stick of wood have? A rod. Sheiroi lahava b'zeisim, it would be used to stir up the zeisim, which are sitting and ripening, not ripening. You would take over the tree, and sometimes they would need to complete the ripening process off of the tree. So sometimes you would stir up the bundle which is there, is that the part of the way they ripen is because of the warmth which is there, and also there's a certain amount of natural combustion, which they, you know, it's a chemical type of combustion which generates heat. My biologist should help me over here, right? Your compost heap generates its own heat, right? So it's generating heat, so you want to stir it around to move the heat around, etc. So you would use this corner for that purpose. That's an example. Or the Gerber Gerzimor, you would use it to apparently they had something called Pitzias Gerzim. It was like cracking open the nuts. So you'd be like some type of like a rod to use to crack open the nuts. That's how Rashi understands this halacha. There was i.e., and you have to give it a function other than to use in the door. This way it's a kli, because it has this function which is not attached to the ground. And a kli, which is not attached to the, which is, it's already a kli, when you put a kli in, it doesn't come bottle, and it's not a problem of adding on to the binyan. So I need to give it some other type of appellation, thereby to allow the idea of fitting it in over here, and it's going to come with it, comes part of the door. So that would be problematic if it doesn't have a shame kli. That's according to Rashi. Comes to Rabbeinu Tam. And it's actually roy le davaracher. We don't need it to be roy to be a kli for something else. Ali came and shetitnu vasa b'maisa v'chino lekach sagi. You designate for the purpose of opening the door. That's also sufficient. U'mikri al yadekach. Kli shemalat al heter. U'matul tal taloi. K'mashi zbar le'el b'simen shetches. Sif Gimel. So if according to the way the Shulchan Aruch understands, it's a kli made to help open the door. So it's kli shemalat leheter. A neger is like a spike. Y'all say it's a spike. So Yiskupa was the doorstep is where the door is above. You have a hole in the Yiskupa, and you have like this metal spike or wooden spike which you would push. It would be attached to the door in some way. You push it down, and it would go into the hole. So it was called a neger. So here your smama is sticking it into the ground. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, that appears to be, it looks like, you know, the person's taking, there's like these pieces of, you know, nails and spikes which are in the wood. So here I have one which is in the ground. It's a bigger spike, it's a bigger nail, but it looks like a nail that you build with. So, like, you're basically closing the door with his nail. If it's not enough just to use designate it beforehand or to use it beforehand, it has to be attached. So, if it's attached, it's obvious to everybody that this function over here is to use a purpose X. And nothing else. So, it's clear that it's functionary as part of the process of closing open the door, as opposed to a stama nail, which is here. So, I have to have it attached. Now.
Are we saying that it's attached to the door or the floor?
Ketza.
The ketza yeh kosher. So, how do we tie it on?
Sorry.
No, yes, good question. You're a chavat Shulchan Aruch's question, right? It's wonderful looking at it, right? Im yesh b'roshay galustera. So if you have a picture of your spike and it has like a ball on top, that's called a galustera. The hainu shu'av be'echad me'arashim. It's thicker on one end. V'roy lich toishpoy. And you can turn this thing upside down and use it as a pestle in your mortar and pestle. Like it has a secondary function. Shadam al kli, it seems to be a kli. So once it's a kli, so then already sagar filim kosher bechevel dak shen roy lios nitzelbay. Even if the attachment which this neger has to the door is a very light type of attachment, to the point that if you pick up that rope, the neger would rip it and it wouldn't come with. Since you're dealing with something which is a kli to start with, so then that's sufficient. Even if we said that you have to tie it on, where do you have to tie it on to? See, even if it wasn't tied onto the door itself, Bria was like the crossbeam they would put on the door. My guess is, if you picture here's your doorway, and when you shut the door, you'd have your crossbeam in place. You could flip it up, so it's not attached to the door. This thing is attached to that beam; it's not attached to the door, right? So that's also good enough. I feel like mechabel orach ben atoli klab aver a klum ochars. It's a long string, so it's not suspended in the air. It's on the ground. So you might think it's only considered that it's obvious to people that this is here designated for this function. If it's hanging there, mama's hanging there right next to it. So obviously, that's what it's there for. But if it's written on a long string. Meanwhile, the string is long enough. Let's say picture your worst case scenario that you can put it back and attach to the spring. You can still put it back in your pile of your other you say this, right? So I take this big nail, and I have 15 of them, I put it over here, and it's attached to the string, and it's long enough I can put it back over there. So it's sitting on the ground, it's not hanging in the air. So I understand that it's attached, but it's still not obvious to people that this is a function there, just it's designated for a function. So I would think possibly that you need, it has to be attached to, it has to be suspended. It's on the ground. So that's still going to be mutter. If you remember Rosh HaGlusra, that's all talking about. It was a kli to start with. And we're using it for this other purpose, so we have all these kulos. Let's say, however, remember Rosh HaGlusra, it doesn't have this thing on top, so it's not a kli. So it's, the heter is going to be based on. So you said the neger is more chomer and needs to be clearly designated for that purpose as opposed to the general unless it has a Torah's kli on it. Well, it doesn't have a Torah's kli over here because it's made to be mishamish with the door or with the binyan, so it's not considered a kli. Sima kasha b'del ha'atzma. It's tied onto the door itself. Even though it's a thin strap which cannot carry the weight of this yase, big spike, but it's attached to the door right now. Excuse me. So in that situation. Where is it? It doesn't have a glustera. See if it's attached to the door saga, that's sufficient. Even if you have a thinner type of rope which couldn't carry the weight of the spike. Sintomaisa, it's attached. Even if it's. We said that there's attachment that doesn't suspend it, it's on the ground. But if it's kosher in the delos itself, that's sufficient. If we said it wasn't attached to the door, it's attached to this crossbeam. Then it has to be a strong knot. Should rather not do it, which it could pick up the
spike.
The spike, thank you. It would have the weight, you know, it's thick enough that it could handle that weight. But even in this case, where it's an ambulatory shaklusterol, we do not require the fact that it should be suspended in the air.
What is he trying to address? One second.
Okay, fine. He's going. Shane also because something manichah carries up. The only case which is clearly answered is when you would take it out from the door step, you just put it off in the corner. So it's not attached, it's not suspended, there's no indication at all that it's there for the for the purpose of closing the door, and that's why that's us. Okay, hold it here. Thank you.